عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإيمان وإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله، كما قال عيسى ابن مريم للحواريين: من أنصاري إلى الله؟ قال الحواريون: نحن أنصار الله. فآمنت طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفرت طائفة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today is the 15th of the month of Sha'ban and the anniversary of the birth of the last disciple to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the last caliph and imam and successor to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is our Imam Al-Hujjah ibn al-Hasan al-Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. There are numerous narrations of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and our Imams, the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, in regards to the reappearance of the last Imam. Many of these narrations, they focus on the issue, on an important prerequisite for the return of the Imam and the reappearance of the Imam, and that is the preparedness and the readiness of the Ummah. Are we ready for him? Are we ready for his arrival? Have we prepared ourselves psychologically, mentally, spiritually, morally, socially to receive the Imam, to be his followers, to be his soldiers, to be his aides and supporters? The Imam, alayhi salatu wasalam, the 12th Imam, have been reported to say, فَمَا يَحْبِسُنَا عَنْهُمْ. What deter me from reappearing and coming back to the community, to the Muslims, to the Ummah? Allah does not give me permission to go for this reason. فَمَا يَحْبِسُنَا عَنْهُمْ إِلَّا مَا يَتَّصِلُ بِنَا مِمَّا نَكْرَهُهُ. Because the news that we receive from the Ummah and their misconduct and their misbehavior does not allow us, when we see these news, We know that the people are not ready for the Imam to come. And even if God tells him to go and he would come, people will reject him. The same people who always pray for him and say, we are your supporters, we are waiting for you to come, they will reject him. And this has happened in Islam. It happened in Christianity. It happened in Judaism. It happened with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam left his community and he said to them, I am going to speak to the Lord in the Tur, in Mount Tur, in Sinai desert. So I want you to stay with my successor Aaron, Harun. Listen to him, obey him. He comes back. He said to them, I am going for 30 days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. Then when he was there, Allah extended that period into 10 more days to test Bani Israel. It's a test. Allah could have told Bani Israel from the beginning that he's going to stay with me for 40 days. He didn't tell them that. He said 30 days. Then he extended that when Musa was at the mountain, 10 more days. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً. Within these 2 days, people could not wait. They started revolting. They started their suspicion about Musa. Why he's late? Maybe he ran away from us. Maybe he's not going to come back. They revolted against him after being his loyal supporters and followers. The followers of monotheism, Tawheed, they shifted within these 10 days, they shifted from monotheism into polytheism, shirk. Test. Allah is testing the people to see whether we have patience and tolerance, whether we stand our ground or we run away, we defect. Defected from Musa alayhi salam. He came back, he saw the chaos in his community. 90% of his community, they revolted against Aaron. They almost killed Aaron, Harun, his successor. The same thing with Isa alayhi salam. Man ansari ila Allah. Isa said to them, I'm going to leave. Who's going to stay behind and support monotheism? The journey of monotheism, Tawheed. قال الحواريون. His disciples, they were only 70. Imagine among hundreds of thousands, only 70, they said, we're going to stay with you. Only 70. 70. قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله. We will stand true to God. We will support God. فَآمَنَتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ وَكَفَرَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. A small minority, they accepted Jesus and they remained true to his message. They remained loyal. The rest, the vast majority, they rejected him. وَكَفَرَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. وَكَفَرَتْ طَائِفَةٌ. And this is exactly what happened with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu. Few remained loyal to him. The rest, they rejected him after his death. Before his death too. Before his death. When he was on deathbed, they said, we have the book of God. It's enough for us. Suffices us. We don't need what this man is saying. Look at Sahih al-Bukhari. And find out who was the person who said this. And that person becomes the leader of Islam. This is the bitter reality. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم. انقلاب, coup d'etat against the Prophet and his teachings and against the Quran. Allah is testing us now. Are we ready? We pray for the Imam to come back, but am I ready for him? Am I going to be his soldier? His true soldier? Or I'm going to argue with him and fight with him and tell him, listen, your opinion is outdated. Listen to us. Or I would tell him, we have the book of God. We don't need an imam here. Allah is testing us. If we are ready, the imam will come the next day. If we are not ready, then it would last forever. It depends on us. The guest, when a guest arrives, you prepare yourself for your guest. The Imam is going to arrive. Are we prepared? Socially prepared? Our families? Our children, they know him, they would welcome him, they would recognize him. Our women, our daughters, our sons, our homes, our Islamic ethics is ready for him to receive the Imam, to tell him, I'm going to be with you. I'm your soldier. I'm at your disposal. Tell me what to do. If we are ready, then the Imam would reappear. But if our ummah is busy, busy with what? Busy with dunya and something worse than the dunya, which is the byproduct of dunya and the love for the dunya, which is fighting, conflict. Fighting with each other. Muslim ummah, which is supposed to be the strongest and the most dignified, it's supposed to be. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Today is the weakest ummah. It's the weakest ummah today. The highest rate of refugees we have, the Muslims. The highest rate of homeless, it's within the Muslim ummah. The highest rate of lost children, orphans, within the Muslim ummah. The highest rate of poverty and hunger within the Muslim ummah. Within the Muslim ummah. What did we fix? Our economy is fixed. Our society, our market, our schools, our religious institutions, our masajid, our families, our children. What is it? What is it that you can show me today and tell me, say it, look, in the Muslim nations, this is the best. This is what we are proud of. Do we have something that we are proud of to show other nations? To show other nations? What do we have? How do we expect the Imam to reappear? Yes, there are masses. There were people with the Prophet when he would go to the battlefield in the Battle of Uhud, hundreds of fighters with the Prophet. Once the battle begins, only seven of them remain. Only seven. Only. Read Surah Al-Imran. Out of hundreds of fighters of the companions, the Sahaba of the Prophet, they run away. إِذْ تُصْعِدُونَ وَلَا تَلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ وَالرَّسُولُ يَدْعُوكُمْ فِي أُخْرَاكُمْ. They left him and he's left with seven. With seven. They run away from him. Some of them, they run away for 3 days. For 3 days, they disappeared. Out of the radar. Disappeared. 3 days. They did not come back. This is the reality. Yes, we, at the time of claim, we claim what, that we are. We give shi'ar. Yes, I'm loyal to the Imam. I love to see him back. I'm going to be his soldier. He's my sweetheart. I will serve him. I'll give him this. I'll give him that. When he comes back, I'm the first one to run away. And no wonder the hadith says, if the Imam has 313, only 313 loyal supporters, he will reappear. Only 313. بِعَدَدِ أَصْحَابِ بَدْرِ, those who were with the Prophet in the day of Badr. 313. So it depends on our readiness, my friends. Before you expect the Imam to come, and before you pray for him to come back, which we must do every time for hastening his reappearance, review yourself, review your family. Where you stand? Where is your family today? Where is yourself today? Where do you stand? Are you close to the Imam or far away? Not just by tongue, not just by heart, by actions. By actions, by deeds. By deeds. A father must be a good father to his children, so the Imam will be satisfied with him. A mother must be a good, caring mother with her kids, so she could be a good supporter of the Imam. A worker, a laborer, a student, a farmer, they should do good in their field. When we do good, the Imam would look at us. He says, I have this grassroots. I have supporters. They will support me in my endeavor. But if we are missing, if we are not sincere, any person needs supporters, my friends. Any person today on earth, Allah is not going to send angels to fight on our behalf. Allah would never do that. Allah says, you yourself, what's wrong with you? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You have to take the initiative. We have to be good in our behavior, and then we say, Ilahi, now I'm ready. I promise you, I'm ready for the Imam to come back. The Imam, according to all Muslim sources, Sunnis and Shias, he was born in the year 255. He assumed the leadership at the age of 5. His father died at the age of, in the year 260 Hijri. And some people say this is too much. Child of 5 years old, he can assume leadership. Well, if you read this book, Surat Maryam, Isa alayhi salam says, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. Isa was a few hours old, قال إني عبد الله آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا. He's a few hours old. He says, I'm the servant of God. He has given me the book, scripture, and he made me, appointed me, ordained me a prophet. وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. It does not depend on age. When Allah decides that this person is fit to lead, Allah will equip him with what he needs. Does not depend on age. Sometimes someone in his 70s and 80s, he's unfit to rule. And sometimes someone, he's very young. And we look at the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man, Usama ibn Zayd, was one of the companions of the Prophet. Zayd ibn Thabit, his father, was killed, was martyred in the battle of Mu'tah, south of Amman in Jordan. His grave is still there. This is his son. His son was only 18 years old. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this man, this good companion, Usama, is going to be the leader of the Muslim army that is going to be dispatched to fight against the Roman aggression. He's only 18. Many companions came to him. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we are in our 50s and 60s and 70s. And this is a boy of 18. How do you do that? The Prophet said, this is the choice that is based on wisdom. He's competent. Even his father was young, was very young when I sent him, and many of you, you disputed with me. But I'm going to appoint him. Because he's competent. He is 18. But he's competent to lead. And then the Imam went into the minor occultation, Al-Ghaybatu al-Sughra, which lasted for 7 years. And he had 4 ambassadors, one after the other, represented him. And in the year 329 Hijri, the grand occultation started. عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في صحيح البخاري أنه قال. This hadith is mentioned in صحيح البخاري. The Prophet sitting among his companions, and he said to them, كيف بكم إذا نزل فيكم المسيح ابن مريم وإمامكم منكم. How do you feel when Jesus, peace be upon him, he's going to descend from heaven? He's going to descend. But then he's not going to be the leader, the imam. He's going to be the ma'mum. The imam is going to be one of you, referring to al-imam al-mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. And all Muslims agree in their books that this imam al-mahdi min wuldi Fatima. Major references of hadith and history in Islam, they agree that he is the descendant of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. Al-Imam al-Mahdi is going to come back to bring peace and happiness. Allah would not let the earth to go on with what we see today, with the bloodshed, with chaos, with murder, with distortion of the truth. Allah would not let it go on. It's against His justice. It's against His wisdom. It's against His philosophy and His reason of building the earth and creating the earth and creating of man. Allah created man to build the earth, not to destroy it. Allah created the earth to be controlled by salihin. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنَّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنَ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We will enable them to rule. Who's ruling today on earth? Who's ruling? Tell me, the righteous? The righteous are ruling? Huh? Except one or two countries, put them aside. The rest of the earth. Where are the righteous? The righteous are being killed and murdered and driven away from their lands and their homes and tortured and their women being raped and their children being killed and their places of worship being burned. Those are the righteous nowadays, mustadafi. And Allah would not let this go. It has to be a day. This is not only in Islam. All religions, they are waiting for the Savior to come back. Allah would not let this earth to conclude its journey with injustice and oppression and dhulm. A day would come, inshallah. But that day, my friends, depends on Him and us too, changing ourselves, being ready for that. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء عليها الصلاة والسلام حبيبة نبيك وعلى سقطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. Many of you are following the sad news that is coming out of the region, the Middle East, in particular in Iraq. A group of people who call themselves the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS, ISIS, they took over few cities in northern Iraq. The second largest city of Mosul was taken by them. And it has been under their control for the last 5 days. And they are threatening to advance towards Baghdad, and not only Baghdad, but also to capture the city of Najaf and Karbala. Why the Iraqi army was defeated in Mosul? There are two main reasons for that. The main reason, because the political establishment in Iraq in general, and I don't mean a particular person, the entire political establishment in Iraq is corrupt. Is corrupt and incompetent. They lack ikhlas, earnestness, and sincerity. They don't work for their people, they work for themselves. They don't work for the akhirah, they work for their own dunya. As a result of that, there is a huge disparity between the political leadership and the subjects in Iraq and the people. The political leadership is getting rich and rich by the hour, and the people of Iraq are getting poorer and poorer by the hour and more deprived. Every visit I make to Iraq, rather than seeing some developments, I see more poverty, more deprivation, more orphans, more widows, more homeless people, more refugees that have been displaced from their cities and their homes. As a result of that, when the political establishment, when the ministers and those who represent the MPs, members of parliament, those who are in charge, they are not sincere, their insincerity is going to be reflected on the military establishment, on the soldiers, on the army lieutenants and generals. Some of those army generals and lieutenants, they left their post as soon as they heard that Daesh is advancing towards them. They left their tanks. Imagine he's riding a tank which worth millions of dollars. He runs away, he leaves it, and he runs away. Because his spirit is broken. When the person, his spirit is broken, even if you put him in F-16 fighter or a tank, he cannot run it. What runs these things is the strong spirit. It's the strong faith. It's the sincerity and ikhlas. When iman is missing, then that person cannot function. He's going to collapse. Even when he hears rumors, let alone seeing the enemies, when he hears rumors, he's going to desert his post and run away. And this is exactly what happened. Thousands of Iraqi army officers and soldiers, they deserted their post. Deserters, they ran away in the desert. They took refuge in Kurdistan and Erbil and other areas. And they left the city of Mosul without any defense. Only 800 fighters from Daesh they captured, the second largest city in Iraq. Only 800 fighters. So this is one of the reasons. When there is no ikhlas, lack of ikhlas and sincerity and faith, this is what happens. Muslims were victorious in the beginning, although they did not have advanced weapon when they were with the Prophet, but they had ikhlas. They had sincerity, and Allah saw their ikhlas, so He brought them victory. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, فَلَمَّا رَأَى مِنْكُمْ الصَّبْرُ أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّصْرِ. Amir al-Mu'mineen says to his army, when Allah saw that you are persevere and patient and true to your cause, He descended upon you the victory, the Nasr. Today, sabr is missing. Therefore, victory, Nasr, is also missing. This is one reason. The second reason, because those Daesh and the enemies, they are mostly funded by the government of the custodian of the holy shrine, His Majesty King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. And the other country that is funding them is the country of Qatar. They have too much money, they don't know what to do with their money. Rather than building hospitals, libraries, schools, orphans, infrastructures, helping the refugees of Syria, 8 million refugees, Syrian refugees, they don't know where to go, what to eat, what to do. They encouraged them to revolt against Bashar al-Assad, and when they did, they left them alone with no help, rather than giving this money to those people who need it, to the poor and the needy in the Muslim and non-Muslim countries. They spend their billions of dollars on fueling this sectarian tension and sectarian hate against the Shias in Iraq, and Yemen, and Syria, and Lebanon, and other countries. They are funding them, giving them money, encouragement. Some of those Iraqi generals, they worked under the regime of Saddam Hussein, and they were loyal to him, and they were unhappy to see a new government coming to Iraq. Although they were incorporated in the new government, in the new system of Iraq, but they were happy about that. They were waiting for the moment to deal a blow to this government. And this is exactly what happened. This is exactly what happened. It's very funny that Saudi Arabia says we fight terrorism. But they fight terrorism inside Saudi Arabia. Outside Saudi Arabia, terrorism is good. Daesh, ISIS, and Nusra, Al-Qaeda, they should not operate on Saudi soil. But outside Saudi soil, they should operate. They give them money and help, thinking that they're going to protect the regime, the royal regime, the monarchy in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be protected. But it is not going to be protected. Soon, inshallah, you will hear the news. Soon you will hear the news. This is not me. This is the statement of this book. وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّعُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِهِ. The plotting, the conspiracy, the evil conspiracy is going first to knock down the person who creates that conspiracy. The person who creates that conspiracy is going to be the first victim of that conspiracy. You're going to see that. You're going to see that. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the promise. Today, our ulama, including Ayatollah al-Uzma Sayyid al-Sistani, he declared the jihad. Since the army is incompetent and too weak to combat those terrorist jihadis who are destroying Islam first and foremost. Imagine when they entered the city of Mosul, the first thing to commit a massacre against the Shia population of Mosul. This is the first achievement. And then they killed Christians. And even they killed some Sunnis who disagreed with them. This is the first achievement. This is the achievement of the Islamic State, Sharia-driven state of Daesh. This is Sharia. This is their Sharia. This is the Sharia. This is not the Sharia of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. This is the Sharia of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab and Salafism and Wahhabism. Based on bloodshed. Based on killing the innocent. This is their Sharia. The Sharia of the jungle that was created by Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab 300 years ago. But they are not going to be victorious. The people of Iraq, now being deployed, I saw a picture of my father entering the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, carrying the weapon and saying, Labbayka ya Hussein. And all ulama in Najaf and Karbala, they are ready. They put on the uniform, military uniform, they carried the weapon, and they are ready to defend Najaf and Karbala and Baghdad and our holy shrines and the people of Iraq against the aggression. This is the time of jihad. This is the time of jihad against the aggression. We would not let those Nasibis, those who hate humanity, those who hate human beings, to prevail. We would not allow them. With the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the help of our Imam, the last Imam, al-Imam al-Mahdi al-Muntawar, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. I heard many mu'mineen and believers from America and Europe, they said, we are going to Iraq to fight. If it takes that, I give my life to defend Islam, to defend the mu'mineen, to defend the shrine of Imam Hussein, I will do that. I will do that. We pray for them in this holy day. We pray, inshallah, Allah will bring victory. Allahumma ansur al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur junudak al-mu'mineen. اللهم أنزل غضبك ونقمتك على المنافقين وعلى أعداء الدين يا أرحم الراحمين. My friends, tomorrow inshallah we're going to have the celebration of the Milad of our Imam, the 12th Imam, at 6 p.m. I expect you inshallah to be here with us, with your families, with your friends. Also, we expect you to help your institution, this masjid. We're going to have a fundraiser, whatever you can afford to help us inshallah. And then also we're going to have the youth camp, which is going to be from the 20th until the 22nd of this month inshallah. Try to send your young ones, those who are 16 and above, to this camp to benefit from it. And last Friday we gave you the flyer of Ramadan. Please, that flyer, we had a mistake with the time of the Maghrib. This is the corrected version. So between the two salat is going to, they're going to give you. So throw that one away. And this one is the new flyer, which has, at that, in this flyer, after sunset, first day sunset is going to be 8:08 in Orange County. We add 15 minutes to it, which is 8:23, 15 minutes after the sunset. ثُمَّ أَتِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. In that one, we added 30 minutes. So sorry, we don't want to torture you. Thank you for Sayyid Majid, who called me and he said there is a mistake. So alhamdulillah, we reprinted this. And this is the correct one, inshallah. You are saving 15 minutes with us, inshallah. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات إنك ماحي السيئات وجاعلها حسنات وعجل في فرج سيدنا وقائدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد